Hey y'all, it's your girl P Dizzle from the SWAT, aka the Magnificent, aka the original 6-2 click, and you can call me Coop. Now y'all, I'm back again. I am back again. But I wanted to be real with y'all today because I've been on some silly shit lately. But I haven't been completely honest about what's really going on. You know, I said I wanted y'all in my business, but I ain't really told y'all nothing substantial. So, I woke up this morning and, yeah, I wanted to be honest with y'all this morning. And I woke up and my anxiety was sitting right in front of my face when I popped my eyes open this morning. And I was like, you know what? I know I'm not the only person that can literally wake up and everything that they've ever needed to do and everything that they've ever thought about ever in their life immediately downloads back into their brain. Like, I can literally go from sleep and pop my eyes open to thinking about everything, the last thing that I thought about before I went to sleep, rethinking about everything. Everything, every single thing that I feel like I need to do, every single thing that I feel like I haven't done, every wrong step, every bad decision, I think about it. And I'm thinking about it right now to the point where I'm like, man, let me record and maybe it'll help. Because I just don't want to think about it anymore. It was to the point this morning, y'all, that I just wanted to go back to sleep. Did you ever just want to go back to sleep because as soon as you opened up your eyes, the BS was waiting on you? Sometimes you get tired of waking up with your brain heavy, you know. What do y'all do? Please help me out. Comment on this podcast. Comment on under the link once I post it. What do you do? As of right now, I'm just stuck here talking to y'all. But seriously, everything I could ever possibly think about has met me on the side of my bed this morning. And it was an overwhelming feeling as if I just needed to wake up and start running and doing things. I'm tired of being like this sometimes, y'all. I am. It's exhausting. Especially when you just want to turn it off and you can't. I just want to turn it off today. I just want to turn it off today. There's no amount of breathing I feel like I even want to do. I just want it to stop. The constant mind twirling of what is and what should be. I'm exhausted. I'm already exhausted. I already want to quit, basically. I want to quit the day already. And I just woke up. I want to go back to sleep so bad and just lay under the cover until about 12 or 1 o'clock. But I'm not. I want to rest my mind, but I can't. It's just one of those mornings. Every day you're not going to wake up feeling like you about to shit a rainbow. Some days the work has to be applied and the work has to be done. Every day you're not going to wake up feeling like you about to fly, like you're levitating. Today I feel that ball and chain on my ankle when I woke up this morning. I did. So instead of doing something toxic and instead of sitting here, like I said, and going back to sleep, I'm going to do something better. And I'm going to push forward, and I'm going to breathe. Y'all can breathe with me. Y'all want to breathe right quick? All right, everybody take a deep breath. Blow it out. Take another deep breath with me. One more. And just by doing that, y'all, I high key feel better already. Low key. Y'all, I told my mama I loved her for some razzle dazzle this morning. I like to shock the hell out of my mama and tell her I love her every now and then. Just to give her a miniature heart attack. She be like, what's wrong with you? You all right? Like, man, can I just love you and tell you? Can I just love you and tell you, even though it's random? You know? But anyway, I've been making quite a bit of strides lately, y'all. I really wish I had more followers on here, to be honest with you. I have no idea how to make y'all listen to me. I have no idea how to make y'all listen to me. It's like y'all really don't want to hear real talk. Y'all don't want this real piping tea about what's really going on out here. I don't know. Y'all don't give me feedback. You don't listen to give me feedback. So I don't really know how to get you in here. How to get you in here to talk to me so I could talk to you and we could talk together. All I know is that I'm here. Ready to listen, ready to talk. And a slight fear came over me the other day when I was listening to the amount of listeners that I had on my last two podcasts that I dropped. And the crazy part about it is that I got extremely discouraged, because I was like, whoa, my other ones did way better than this. Like, have I lost my opportunity to get my name out there, to get my podcast out there, to get my point of view out there, to get the word out there? Have I lost the opportunity? I hope not. Because I still got a lot to tell y'all. And I got something to tell y'all today. I just have to get it out. I just have to get that weirdness out first. And I have something to tell you, a reason why I'm a little weird this morning. You know, I'm a little weird this morning. Okay, y'all ready? We about to jump right into this. But I'm weird this morning because, y'all, to be completely honest with you, I have been struggling mentally with trying to see what's the right thing to do pertaining dating. Now, y'all already know this is my main issue. This is my main topic. This is my main problem. Y'all, I don't know what these people want out here. And it is so overly frustrating that I cannot figure it out. I want to figure it out so badly, so I won't feel like I'm going to die alone. But at this point, y'all, I think I might just, it might be me and Rabbit. Update on Rabbit. He's beautiful. He's a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful puppy. He's 10 months now. But it might just be me and Rabbit, and that saddens me because I really am afraid of being by myself for the rest of my life. This is a huge fear. I have not been able to come across another individual yet. Y'all, my longest relationship was 7 months. Seven. And the dude had the nerve to actively cheat throughout the last 4 months of the entanglement. So I'm about to be 31 in May, y'all. And I haven't had a relationship that lasted at least a year long. I don't know what's wrong with me. I don't know what's wrong with me, y'all. Well, I was an alcoholic. Well, yeah, I'm an alcoholic, so that could have played a huge part in it. And then, you know, I didn't know who I was for a quick little moment. But now that we've crossed those bridges, okay? Now that we've crossed those bridges, it's just like, where are the genuine people at? Where are the people who don't want to play games? If you say that you're hurt and I say that I've been hurt, where are the people who has accepted that you can't control the outcome of how people treat you and has not let in that heart in their heart? There's so much BS going on out here in the world that nobody trusts anybody. So everybody is just in this toxic energy of, I'm going to have to guard myself to a certain manner. I'm going to have a backup plan as I date you. I'm going to have to put these stipulations on you so you can prove to me that you are who you were supposed to be. You just can't freestyle it anymore. You gotta have rules. You gotta read a book. You gotta do all this fancy stuff just to meet a genuine soul. I don't even like to read. I don't even like to read. So you telling me I have to do all this research, I have to dig deep, do all this extra stuff just to find my mate? Just to find my mate? I can't do that. I can't. I thought it's supposed to come naturally. I thought I am supposed to find him. He sees me. We work on it together, regardless if we feel like we both are ready or not. I thought that's what is supposed to go. What was supposed to happen? I'm still thinking that fairy tales exist to a certain extent. You know, I want to believe that fairy tales exist. I do. I want to believe that you're going to meet your person. You're going to be able to feel that instant connection between you and the other person. And then all of a sudden, you know, y'all fall in love. It's that instant connection type of thing. And that's just simply not the case. And that's super disappointing because I've been watching all of these Disney movies my whole life for no reason. For no reason. And it's gotten so bad to the point where you meet these people and you instantly start to second guess yourself. I don't know how many times I have to rebuild up my self-esteem after fucking with somebody who didn't treat me right. I go back and be like, you know what, I do need to work out more. You know, I do need new furniture in my apartment. Like, you know, my car is only a 2011. My hair isn't done right now. My nails isn't done right now. I really do critique the hell out of myself when I meet somebody who doesn't give me that energy that I feel like it should be reciprocated back. And that's terrible. That is terrible. To put the burden on yourself because you're not getting the energy that you deserve back from somebody. I do it all the time. I am usually mentally destroyed and broken down when I first start to date somebody or just try to get somebody or just try to meet somebody in general. The emotional turmoil that I go through trying to make sure that, first of all, I don't screw this up, that I make sure that I'm moving in a healed manner, that, you know, I'm not bringing old baggage into the future or into the present, that I don't, you know, fall for what this person could be, that I'm falling for the person that's in front of me. Like, I do this whole checklist for nothing, y'all, every single time. every single time. And it's just like, I miss an aspect of that checklist every single time. And at this point, I honestly do not know what to do, how to find him. I'm not looking, but is he ever going to cross my path? Am I destined to just be P. Dizzle from the SWAT, a.k.a. the Magnificent? I'm not meant to be a wife. I'm not meant to be a girlfriend. I'm not meant to be somebody's lover. And I'm sad to say that I am the female that gets fucked on and never wifed. That is me. That is me. I am the homie. I'm the homie. I'm the reason why these females in relationships don't trust bitches who say y'all are just friends. Because, yeah, I am her. I am her. I am she. I am. I've been her for a long time, the homie. You come over, you smoke, you drink, we have sex, we eat, you go home to your girlfriend. I've been her for a very, very long time. Not on purpose. Of course I want to be the girlfriend. I just never was. You see why I'm so upset? You see why I'm so upset? I don't know why. What am I exuding off? What am I bleeding out into the universe? What am I sending out? That I'm desperate? I'm not desperate. I'm just tired of being by myself because that's all I've been. I focused on myself. I focused on myself. I want the opportunity to be more than that. I want the opportunity to be able to share myself with someone. And unfortunately, that's just not the case. So y'all help me out, because I don't know. I don't know. And I'm tired of being that cool chick that you just come over. And we don't always have sex. Don't get me wrong. I ain't a hoe. Okay? I'm not. No. I got hoe ways. I've been hoe-ish. But, you know, I'm just tired of being the homie, regardless if I get to have sex with a person or not. So most of the time, I don't. We just chill and smoke, and they come over and suck up all my air, you know, chill me till I'm frozen, you know what I mean? And it kind of goes like that until I get horny and be like, yeah, let me just have sex with this person type of thing. You're around. I'm horny. Why not? Type of thing. Yeah, that's where I'm at right now, y'all. That's where I'm at right now. What the hell is going on? And why? And where are y'all? If it's so many good dudes out here, why is there so many examples of bad ones? Where are these alleged good ones at? I'm not saying they don't exist, but I'm saying these bad ones are way more in the forefront than you good ones are. And why don't you good ones like me? And why don't you find good ones like me? Okay, because it's one thing to know a good guy, you're just not attracted to him. That sucks. That's another part of it. Hold on, pause. That's another part of it. Okay, it's not that you might not know some good guys. It might be the fact that, or good women, it might just be the fact that you're just simply not attracted to that person like that. And that sucks even more. That sucks even more. It's just like, why can't I just find you attractive? You're such a good person. That sucks even more. And then they blame you for being attracted to these F-boys. But it's just like, that's just not the case. I just don't find this person attractive like that. And I can't force intimacy. I can't force a connection. You just can't force it. And that goes for a person who you like or a person that likes you. I don't know, y'all. I don't know. But it was nice talking to y'all. And until next time, loves, later.